Friday. Motivation would double our profits.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
How much did we make last year, Jesse?
Well, just about enough to keep the wolf away from our front door.
Well, I got to answer, Jesse. I heard him last night.
You heard who last night?
Well, I didn't get his name, but he guaranteed to double our profits from last year.
Well, he could just about do that just by becoming a new customer.
Well, no, he wasn't going to do that.
Where'd you hear this guy, Sam? You don't belong to any clubs or anything,
do you? At the stoplight out there on Pine.
At a stoplight? Sam, I thought for once you were serious.
I am serious, Jesse. When you get a chance to double your profits
What's the magic formula, Sam? How is he going to do all this?
He's going to motivate our employees.
Motivate our employees?
Yeah, and double our profits.
Sam, who's the boss here? Just answer me that.
Well, you're the senior partner, and you're bossy.
Well, who else does that leave on our staff?
Well, now, Jesse, there's just the two of us, and if you're the boss, now let me see now.
That makes you the employee. That fella's going to help me to motivate you.
Now wait a minute.
Did you happen to get his phone number?
Well, no, you see, he drove off just... Now, wait a minute, Jesse. I don't need motivating.
Well, that's right, Sam. You really need redirecting.
Well, he never said nothing about that.
You need to learn the pride of hard work,
hard
Sam.
Work? My pride's always been in my gift of avoiding hard work.
Sam... motivating you would be like gassing up a car that was without a driver.
I can't see how that'd double our profits.
Sam? Mr. Jesse didn't even say nothing to me as he was leaving. He's mumbling about motivation and going broke.
He don't understand motivation, Leon. I was explaining to him that motivation could double our profits, and all he wants to talk about is clean driveways and restrooms and cleaning windshields and checking oil and tires. And
he won't listen to you, huh?
No, he won't listen. He just keeps talking about being polite to people and not spilling gas on them and asking them to come back. I was trying to tell him about raising profits, but he don't seem interested in that.
Mr. Jesse's odd sometimes, ain't he, Sam?